I would like to welcome Roger Schmidt. He's the executive director of Alaska Arts Southeast, and we also have Elsbeth Poe. She's the youth theater director with Alaska Arts Southeast. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. We're here to talk today about youth theater. Roger, I'm going to let you start. We have some new things going on.
Yeah, so kind of the why youth theater, it's just something that we've wanted to do for a number of years. I grew up, you know, doing theater and felt that it was a really important part of my childhood. And I wanted to have the same opportunity for my children and for other children in Sitka, be able to start doing theater at an early age and have this continuum from elementary school up to high school. And so when we had the opportunity to keep Elsbeth here on past the summer to do our first after-school theater program, I was really excited about that opportunity.
So you said keep her on. Elsbeth, you've been here for a little while now, is that right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was your first experience in Sitka?
I taught the elementary school theater camp this summer, and then I was a counselor for the middle and high school camps, and then I was also for the musical theater camp, and I did props for Seasickle the Musical. And I've actually come to visit Sitka about 5 times before this.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. So you knew what you were getting into.
Yes.
You thought so. Well, welcome.
And we were excited about Elsbeth because she has has been working as a professional actor, got her degree in theater from the University of Oregon, the Ashland programs, worked with the Shakespeare Company there, has toured with another Shakespeare Company out of Idaho. And it was just this, let's snatch her up while we can and get her busy in Sitka.
Uh-huh. So there's a bit of a Shakespeare legacy in Sitka with youth theater, but that's not what you're here to do this time.
No. We're actually looking to do a lot of musicals, I think, as we're leaning towards that, to do a musical theater program, but also a lot of different types of theater. We're excited to have people put their input and let us dictate what we're going to do in the future. So it's still in development right now.
Mm-hmm. But. So tell me about youth. So this is youth theater, but so what is youth theater? How do you define youth theater?
Ages 7 to 18.
Okay.
So anyone in that age range is welcome to audition and be a part of it. And it's a really wonderful community building exercise, I think, for our youth, because you are a family. You become this group who you have to put on a production together, and every single member of that team is important.
So. You sound like you've done this many times before.
I have, yeah. And I come from a theater family, so.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So tell me what's your specific project? What do you have on tap now for this new position, right? Mm-hmm. Youth theater director, new position with Alaska Arts Southeast. Tell me what you have on tap.
Our debut production is The Adventures of Beatrix Potter and Her Friends. So the auditions are this coming weekend on Saturday, and we're very, very excited about it. It's a wonderful little musical about Beatrix Potter's life, and then it also has 5 of her most popular stories throughout the story of her life.
You're going to have to refresh my memory. I could name a few mm-hmm. stories probably, but help me out here.
A lot of people know Peter Rabbit.
I know that one.
Jemima Puddle Ducks, another pretty popular one. Jeremy Fisher. We're doing The Two Bad Mice and also The Tailor of Gloucester.
You know, I think I must have led a really sheltered childhood because I don't, I, oh boy, Puddle Ducks?
Yeah.
No, I don't know these stories.
Hmm. Well, they're very, very fun. And the music is great. That's the best part, I think, is Jemima Puddle Duck. There's a tango number between her and the fox.
Ooh.
And Peter Rabbit has a big band number about loving lettuce. So it's really, really fun. Every single one of the vignettes has a little different flavor.
A big band number about?
About loving lettuce.
I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. So, but I'm too old for this.
Unfortunately,
right?
Yes.
How many people are you looking for? This sounds like could be a pretty big production.
Yeah, there are actually 50 different parts in the play.
50?
50 different roles, yeah.
Okay.
So
go on.
We can do a lot of double casting. It can be a cast as small as 12 or as big as 50. So we're just looking for a wide range of people. We want to get as many people involved as we possibly can.
Wow. Where are you planning on holding the production then?
In the Otis Theater. In Allen Hall on campus, yeah.
Okay. Roger, what else can you tell me about youth theater? What are your plans for... Well, this is the first year. Is this something that you're I imagine, hoping to continue?
I hope so. You know, everything's community dependent. Whenever we start a program, it's something we try to see if it's something that the community wants. And if we have interest, then we can keep doing it. And so this is an experiment, and it's something that, you've been on our board before. This is something we've wanted for a while, is to develop more after-school arts programs that are really a sort of extension of what the Fine Arts Camp's about. And theater is a really important piece of that. And as Elsbeth said, it's just so important for kids. It's a great way for kids to find a community together. It's also a great way to build language skills. It's such a great way to make language real for kids and not abstract. When you're thinking about what does text mean and how to turn text into life and into action. So it's a really, really, I saw my kids, did the mitten when they were in kindergarten as part of one of their school things. And it was just such an amazing thing. And now they're years older, but I want to sort of give them this opportunity and their classmates this opportunity as they, as they develop as kids and can use theater as a way to come together and to sort of think about who they are with each other.
And we talked earlier about, or mentioned earlier, a little bit of legacy of Shakespeare, but there's a legacy of community theater in facility as well.
Yeah.
So this is probably the first community theater that building has seen in 20
years. Yeah, the Craddocks, of course,
years.
Had so much to do with saving that building. Jan Craddock and her daughter Elaine did theater there for years and years and really just kept this spirit of theater going. So that's definitely in the back of my mind. I remember as a kid, seeing their productions and having friends that were part of their productions, and the idea of Allen being a place of theater. So it is something that, anything that our organization can do to sort of re-spirit the space with the theater, with theater again, is really important to me.
So, Elsbeth, one more time. We're in the time remaining, so... Auditions are Saturday. Could you give us details about your auditions?
Yes. We're looking for 32 bars of a song. And then on our website, fineartscamp.org, there are snippets from the play that we would like you to memorize or bring in and try out your best British dialect.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. We've been talking with Elsbeth Poe, Youth Theater Director with Alaska Arts Southeast, and Roger Schmidt. He's the Executive Director.
And this is at Yaw Chapel, by the way.
And this the auditions are at Yaw Chapel.
Yes.
Good point.
Yeah.
So also on the Sheldon Jackson campus.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.